I may share, King Charles came to study Welsh in Aberystwyth, and usually the royal family select either Aber or St. Andrews because of how safe it is, also because of its geography. You know, there are only two ways in and out to Aber. So that is why, it is not very, it's not as easy as, places in England. A lot of students are, they are fascinated with England. They just know about that.
Welcome back to iSchool Connect. As usual, as promised, we always try to bring in a new guest every week for all of you to know iSchool Connect as well as the guest better. This year, this week again, we have a very special guest joining in all the way from UK, representing one of UK's most prestigious and a well-known institution. Hi, Annette.
Hello, hi Vaibhav, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining in yet another virtual interaction session with iSchool Connect. Annette, you represent one of the
Having
most popular institution in the UK, right? Aberystwyth University. Again, it needs no introduction, but of course, we would love to know more about yourself and about Aberystwyth in just, of course, we'll deep dive into a lot more such questions about the institution that you represent.
Thank you for having me, firstly, and this is a great opportunity to inform students about the university. So I am Annette Vincent. I am the senior advisor for South Asia, representing Aberystwyth in India, Bangladesh, Nepal, and Sri Lanka. So Aberystwyth, it is a difficult name to pronounce because it's a Welsh name. So I'll start with the pronunciation. So I break it down to three parts. So it's abs, as in abs that we all yearn for, wrist, and width. So it's Aberystwyth, and for short form is ABBA. So as difficult as my name is, Annette, my university that I represent is also difficult. So this is the first thing that I tell students, how easy it is to pronounce. So ABBA, and we're in Wales in the beautiful town of Aberystwyth, as you can see from my background. So it is nestled between the sea and the mountains. It's beautiful, it's very green, it's outdoorsy for our students. It is a university town, so the university is a central part of Aberystwyth. So that's just an introduction about the university. So yes, I do speak and meet to a lot of students on a monthly, daily, weekly basis. But it all depends, for me, it all depends on the students' decision parameters of what they want out of a university that they want to study in. So ABBA, of course, I understand that it's not as big as London. And if a student wants to go to London, I wouldn't advise them because it's not London, it's not a city. But if they want the characteristic of a small town, they want a sense of belonging in that town where they are studying, Aber is the place. And it's a very old university. It was established back in 1872. So we're celebrating the so this year is 151st year now, and it's a research intensive university. So students who want to get into a university where they don't feel lost, they want a strong student support, but also academic excellence, this is the place to come. For international students, I think when they talk to us, so we are in touch with all our applicants day in and day out. So when they talk to us, they get to know about the university, they get to speak to the departments, they do the research on YouTube, they understand how different it is from the universities they have been always known about. And also the kind of course content that we have. So most popular courses being, our MBAs and our business management course, our computer science courses. The kind of projects that they undertake in as part of their course is mostly with a company. It's all our professors are actually researchers, and teaching is just part of their job. So they get
Right.
that kind of advanced knowledge, experience, and the large portfolio of industrial network into the course structure as well. And this helps our students because when you are doing a master's and when you are investing so much into your course, into your study, you want some ROI. So what is that ROI that a student looks at? It is a job opportunity, right? So within the university as well, there are a lot of job opportunities. But after that, the departments also start developing the CVs and interview skills of the students from the beginning of the course, you know.
Right.
And that is, I think that is the very important point, a very important factor for our students when they communicate. And we usually promote students, we usually tell them, you know, this is the contact details of the head of the department or the faculty that you will be teaching. You contact them. And our faculties are, they're extremely friendly. It's actually the whole character of ABBA. It's the friendliest, it's the people are so friendly and they're there to support. And they are actually they're in the habit of seeing students and, you know, living with them for so many years now. So it's just in their nature to help students out and to ensure that every student's development and growth is taken care of. Okay, so there are a lot of quirky facts, but something that will, of course, may be interesting to a student is the kind of weird and adventurous activities that there are in and around ABBA. So you can, you know, maybe I think it's called roller coaster down the forest. So they've got this whole trail. So there are various kinds of outdoor activities that, you know, I haven't even heard of in a place like Delhi, for example, where mostly students come from cities, you know, so they don't
Okay.
have that kind of experience. But, you know, like there's the sea, so you have paddle up skiing, you have various kinds of water sports. But also, instead of hiking and just walking up to mountains and various places, there are some activities that you can do in the middle of the forest. There's nobody, but there will be a roller coaster in the middle of the forest. You can do that. So
Wow.
there's varieties, and then there you can explore caves, I think. So these kind of activities, which are not very common to us who are born and brought up in cities, you know, there are there. Another one is, of course, we have the National Library of Wales in ABBA. And so there are more books in ABBA than people. So the population is around 12,000 only, out of which, you know, 7,000 are students. So, but with the library being there, there are more artifacts, books, all these historical, what do you say, materials, more than people in ABBA. So this is a very important question for our students, you know, looking to study abroad, be it any university. But for ABBA, the future opportunities for student is very important. So that's why, you know, when I mentioned in the previous question also, they are being developed from the beginning of their course for the industry. So with the career service, I tell students, you know, you have to register yourself for the career service. They will help you with full-time jobs, part-time vacancies, full-time vacancies. And you need to start this from the beginning of the course. So for
Right.
PG students, it's a majorly PG market for us. For UG students, I tell them usually in the final year, you start from, you know, and start from the beginning of your final year. You need to start applying. Don't wait for the end of the course. And in addition, networking is very important. That's why, as part of the course, when they do assignments or group projects or group presentations, they ensure that students are not in their own nationality group. Diversity is very important, and that is how they also build their contacts. So, building contacts, making building onto your actually contacts is very important. So I tell them, when you're there, you need to seek out in more information, ask questions to the department. Business school has so many opportunities in terms of internships, because that's the most popular and the most research intensive department that we have as well. And they
Absolutely.
have internships for the students, but some students don't even show their, you know, eagerness to work. So how will the faculty know? So these are points that we need to remember, because the university has opportunities, but, you know, because we are so habitual to spoon feeding when we are here in India, because we have placement cells and, you know,
Course, of course.
so there it's very different. So it is assumed that the information will come to them. So this is something that, you know, I have also fed back to the department that you need to speak to our Indian students, and they are very so they're it's very strong, it's a very strong feeling for them that, you know, students need to start building their network. Students need to start applying, and they keep a tab on that as well. So basically, the most important decision parameter after the course content and the kind of research intensity the student the courses have is that international accommodation award, which pulls down the cost of living drastically. So with the International Accommodation Award, there are two options. The student can either opt for the inclusive accommodation or discounted accommodation. Now, with the inclusive accommodation, what it is that the student's tuition fees includes the accommodation cost. Now, we need to understand, because Aberystwyth is a small town, it's not a city, the cost of living is also cheaper. So we need to maintain a certain amount of living costs, right, for a visa.
Right.
And how do we characterize living costs? It's accommodation, travel, food, and miscellaneous expenses. So accommodation, when they take up their inclusive accommodation, is zero. The cost is zero. And then there's no travel cost because everything is walking distance away. Accommodations are like 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 10 minutes walking distance away. So the cost of living comes down even further. So when it comes, so after student satisfaction, teaching excellence, it is the cost of living that just puts the final nail on the coffin that will
It
all.
ultimately helps in driving ROI, right? If
It is, and
accommodation is the second biggest contributor in
yeah.
expenses, if that's been taken care of, that's high
Absolutely.
ROI.
And with the current accommodation crisis all across UK, we guarantee accommodation, whether it's inclusive or discounted. So, this
Wow.
is one of the major factors, top three factors, part of the top three factors a student come to us. And it's also safer than other places. There's also also another very important factor is a sense of belongingness that they have. So now there are so many Indian students in the campus, and there are societies that also have holy festivals, Diwali, Eid, they have Bollywood sessions. So, and all of the university students and the faculties participate in that. So it's not as if it's just it's Wales. So they'll feel out of place. It's just the opposite. So it actually starts from the moment you put in your application. So we are the first people who our students speak to, right? So they that sense of I think security is something that they know and they can trust us as well. So we start the conversation for ABBA. We are the face for ABBA, and then we ensure until they reach there, they are in constant touch with us. And then when they reach there, we have our team who welcome them. There's a whole welcome week. So that connection, that bond with international students begins at a very early stage, and we ensure that it continues through our calls, through our emails. We are in touch with those students on a regular basis, if not on a daily basis. And then there are student support groups that we have. We have well-being departments for students. Anything that the student has an issue with, they are actually because there's so much conversation from the beginning of the intake that if there's anything that you need, we are there. So that is I think one of the major that's something that stays with them, that if I need something, I'll have somebody to go to. I have people who will look after me. So there are students who have mental health issues, or maybe they're lacking in their studies, but they are catered to there and then. It's not, they don't have to wait. So
Understood.
even with finances, if there are any financial issues, there are so many students who are not able to pay fees, but we help them, the university helps them. So this is the kind of support system. A strong support system is very important. That's why we're in the top five in Wales for student experience, teaching quality, academic support. We're the University of the Year. We got the What Uni Award. So this really helps us, and we are very sensitive about our student well-being actually. Mostly we have students coming from business and computer science, and they go to all mostly top companies. But there's this one student who came who studied animal science. Now this is a very niche course, okay, and we are known for animal science and ag agriculture. He came for animal science. He did his research in animal science and at ABBA, and now he's working at Cambridge. So this is something, and he was a student who did not even want to come to the UK, and there were so many obstacles that he had to go through to come to the UK. But now that he has got a job in Cambridge, it's something I'm so proud of, because I've been with him, like all of us, like my team, we've been speaking to him from the beginning of when he was not even an applicant. And now when I see that he's doing so well, and it's just, and when I was at the university, he was the first student I bumped into as well, and I didn't even remember his face then, because you forget, right, after 1 or 2 years. And so yeah, that's something that I always talk about, because this was a student who was not willing, and now he's working in Cambridge, and he said this is the best decision that I ever made, because obviously the university, the department also helps so much for the student's development. It stays with them forever. Firstly, it's very important to understand what and where you want to study, because this is a very important decision of your life, and you're investing money, and you want a return of investment. So that is something that you need to first decide on. What are your decision parameters for deciding on a university? Ensure that you network, very important. Sitting in your room studying, sitting in the library studying would not take you very far. You need
Yes.
to be out and about, socialize, build your network when you're there from the beginning of your course. Don't wait until the end. A lot of
Right.
students assume that because we have 2 years of stay back option in the UK, you have that time, but you need to survive as well. If you don't have a job, how will you survive? So building
Correct.
contact is very important. You will learn a lot. It's very different, but you will adapt, and it
Yes.
will be the best experience of your life. And you, once you graduate from a university from the UK, you will also see what the change that you have had in the past few years
Yes.
since you've been in the UK. So it is a major change, and yeah, so that's, and this will be the best experience for you.
I'm sure it's going to be a lovely experience for all students who are looking forward to join Abbott. Thank
Of
you
course.
so much for joining us today, Annette,
Thank you.
and for sharing this wonderful, beautiful, scenic background as
It
well
is
as
much more beautiful in reality, I'm telling you.
I'm sure students, this will motivate a lot of students to come to your
Yeah.
institution as well,
Yes.
right? And thank you again, viewers, for joining
Thank
us
you.
today. And as always, we'll be bringing you yet another special guest, such as Annette, in our weekly engagement session and expert talk session. So stay tuned. Thank you all.
Thank you.